Some call it fail first. Others prefer the more benign and clinical-sounding step therapy. Rebecca Lynn Phillips just calls it
terrifying.
Phillips is an advocate who blogs on mental health issues. She has schizophrenia. The disease hit her just as she was starting college, and in the 20 or so years since then, she has endured frequent hospitalizations and several psychotic episodes, including one that caused her to flee her Topeka home in a paranoid panic.
I drove to Linden one night in the middle of the winter and slept behind a dumpster, just thinking that people were going to harm me.
Today, her disease is under control thanks to a powerful antipsychotic that can cost up to $13,000 a year. Phillips says she's lucky she has good insurance, but she worries that Kansans with mental illness who are covered by CanCare, the state's privatized Medicaid program, won't stick with their treatment if they're forced to start off with drugs that don't work.
And if it fails, what does that mean? Does that mean a person with mental illness, you know, does something that endangers someone else or themselves?
Kansans who suffer from chronic and debilitating physical diseases are also concerned, as are the doctors who treat them. Dr. Donna Sweet at the KU Medical Center in Wichita is the state's foremost expert on HIV and AIDS. She says getting patients on the right medications at the right time can be hard under the best circumstances. Step therapy, she says, will make it harder.
Taking prescribing out of the hands of doctors and putting it in the hands of administrators and people who are trying to make a profit is not good for patient care.
Those concerns are overblown, says Susan Mosier, the head of the Kansas Department of Health and Environment. She says the fact that every state but Kansas is already using step therapy shows that it's a proven way to control costs without compromising care. Mosier was under pressure to get the step therapy bill passed because Governor Brownback needed its $10 million in savings to balance the state budget.
We called the Health Conference Committee to order, and we have a short time frame this morning because...
But at the end of the session, the bill was stuck in a conference committee that was negotiating compromises between House and Senate versions of several health bills. Senator Jim Denning, an Overland Park Republican, was put on the committee to make sure the step therapy bill made the final cut.
With pharmacy consuming more and more of the Medicaid dollar, I think it's just time that we start taking a look at it. You can just see it across the country. Everybody's getting their back up on pharmacy. It's growing 10 times the rate of inflation.
But House negotiators wanted more patient protections added to the bill.
If we don't have that, I think it's going to be hard to pass it.
That's Representative Dan Hawkins, a Wichita Republican and chairman of the House Health Committee. One of the protections that was added says doctors can override the policy if they believe that starting a patient on a certain drug would be ineffective or harmful.
The doctor can tell Medicaid, I know this isn't going to work
That's
for these
right.
reasons, and the state should accept that?
Absolutely. They already know that because they've used that drug in other situations, they know that that's not going to work. Why would we start out there?
Hawkins says the main aim of the bill is to more tightly regulate drugs used to treat physical ailments. He says mental health advocates really have no reason to worry because any attempt to extend the policy to behavioral health drugs would have to clear multiple hurdles.
Are mental health advocates satisfied? Do you agree there's nothing any more to be concerned about?
No.
That's Amy Campbell, director of the Kansas Mental Health Coalition.
No ifs, ands, or buts. The legislation that was passed does allow step therapy policies to be implemented for mental health medications, and that is our concern.
Campbell says the change in the law could trigger an effort to extend step therapy to mental health drugs at just about any time. And so she and other advocates intend to keep a watchful eye. In Topeka, I'm Jim McLean.